Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore, the local appliance repairman who will come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And that's an excellent price for an excellent repairman. One has been fixing appliances for over 45 years now. Other service calls are 2 to 3 times more than that just to have the technician walk through your door. But Chris will not only come in, but he will expertly fix your appliances at that most reasonable price. And we're aware that you don't know when you're going to need them. So do the smart thing. Put that number on your cell phone now. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Topping Friday's local news, another high-speed chase last night. Another 2 juveniles taken into custody by the Niagara County Sheriff Department. This began last night when the Sheriff Department attempted to stop a speeding vehicle on Shawnee Road in the town of Wheatfield, but the driver failed to comply and sent police on a high-speed chase, recklessly driving on the roadways in the town of Wheatfield and the city of North Tonawanda. Police said at times the vehicle was going over 100 miles an hour, and due to the danger to the public, deputies called off the chase, but kept an eye out for the vehicle that was later spotted in the area of Saunders Settlement Road in Lewiston, where Lewiston police deployed a tire deflation device that successfully brought the vehicle to a halt. Deputies then quickly took the 2 occupants of the vehicle into custody, a 16-year-old male driver from Lockport and his 17-year-old female passenger, also from Lockport. That driver was issued several vehicle and traffic violations and was turned over to his father, and the female in the car was turned over to her mother. Authorities said because of their age, both those suspects will be petitioned to family court to face the juvenile charges, with sheriff deputies saying luckily this chase ended with no injuries reported. More local headlines coming up, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you Monday through Friday by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're 2 locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about what you care about. They make sure they have what you're looking for. They make sure your prescriptions are ready when you are. And if you can't make it in, they'll even deliver them to you free of charge. And the pharmacists at Wellness Park and Community Medical are always available to answer any questions you might have. You're going to like the service and the people behind the counters at Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're 2 locally owned and operated drugstores, and they show it. In other news, the Niagara County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Bureau, in cooperation with the Niagara County SPCA, conducted an investigation into 2 occupants at 7555 Bullmore Road in Royalton. That investigation included the 2 adults that were on an animal abuse registry list that prevented them from having any animals. When a search warrant was executed at the home, the Sheriff's Department and the SPCA were able to remove and care for several animals, including 10 cats that were removed, with most suspected of having a respiratory ailment, and 1 kitten reportedly having a life-threatening illness. Because there were children located in the home, the Niagara County Child Protective Services were called in to respond, and the 2 adults in the home will now be facing several charges from the SPCA investigators pending their full investigation of the animals confiscated, along with possible additional charges pending when the Niagara County Sheriffs complete their investigation. Well, for some property owners in Niagara Falls, they have less than a month to make full payment on any property taxes they might owe before their properties are entered into foreclosure after June the 30th. The City of Niagara Falls sent out over 3,000 letters to property owners who are behind in their taxes, which will have no further grace periods after that, and payments must be made in full by the end of June. The mayor says if those taxes are not paid up, then the properties will be foreclosed on, and the city will auction the properties through a competitive bidding process. The letters also sent by the city's Billing and Collection Department required that the property owners send in payment for all city taxes that they might owe since 2023, as well as any unpaid prior years. And it said payments must be made in full with checks paid to the order of the city controller. If you're behind on your taxes and need information, you could contact the city's billing and collections department at 716-286-4350. Two arrests were logged by the Niagara County Sheriff's Department yesterday, charged with one count of criminal sale of a controlled substance in the third degree and one count of criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell, was 41-year-old Vatron Weathers of Niagara Falls, and also charged by the task force with criminal sale of a controlled substance in the second degree was 33-year-old Ryan Linke of Royalton. Both suspects arrested by the task force were held in the Niagara County Jail pending their arraignment on those charges. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a vehicle that hit a gas line in North Tonawanda at 1269 Erie Avenue. North Tonawanda Police and the Fire Department responded there, handling the incident with no injuries reported. About the same time, a two-vehicle collision occurred on the Twin Cities Memorial Highway in NT. North Tonawanda Police and Fire responded to that scene and reported unknown injuries. At the Rapids and Bart Roads, a two-vehicle T-bone collision was reported. Rapids volunteers and sheriff deputies were on scene there reporting unknown injuries. About 6 a.m. on Friday morning, a one-car rollover took place, that one at 600 West Avenue in Lockport. Lockport police investigated that accident and reported unknown injuries. And around 8 o'clock on Friday morning, another accident was reported on the Saunders Settlement Road at the Lockport Bypass. Deputies in South Lockport volunteers responded and reported unknown injuries at that incident. And finally, here's a reminder for next week. On Wednesday, June the 3rd, from 3 until 6 p.m., the Niagara County Health Department will be holding a free community health fair. It'll take place at 55 Stevens Street in Lockport. And according to Dr. Kahn, the director of the health department, the event is free and open to the public and will give you a chance to connect with local health resources, learn a lot about the programs and services that the health department offers, and to find out about free health screenings and information. Some of the programs you can learn about include information on nursing programs, sexual health, all immunization clinics, child safety, hands-on CPR, Narcan training, and other environmental health programs, as well as specialized outreach in cancer prevention, quitting smoking, lung screening resources, and information on Alzheimer's disease, foster parent and adoption information, and support for the whole family, including support for first-time mothers. The health department says it'll be a fun time for the whole family to gain a lot of education, receive some free giveaways, and also have a chance to win some prizes. Dr. Kahn said they're holding this event in an effort to reach out to the community to let them know what's offered by the health department. And she said they've even arranged for free bus rides on the county's Connect Niagara bus line.
We have taken care of some barriers such as transport. On the day of the event, we are having free community bus ride to the health department.
And the good doctor has made it sure that you can get those rides on the Connect Niagara buses free of charge from anywhere in the county. And if you need a schedule, you can call them at 282-8544 to find out when the next bus will leave your area for the free community health fair next Wednesday, June 3rd. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour news tip line at 371-0046 with your news tip. And remember, you can hear the local news every hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or for your convenience by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news, fair and free, and here on the Real Niagara Radio. And remember, at night and over the weekend, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you. I'm Sal Panessa.